More and more, I am persuaded that the most faithful interpretations of the Magi appear in children's Christmas pageants. I'm talking about the old-fashioned kinds of Christmas pageants, the kind with cast-off bathrobes and cotton ball beards. So let's run the video. Center stage, the spotlight falls on Mary, who is holding her plastic doll Jesus and staring at him lovingly. And she looks so beautiful that we scarcely notice Joseph, who is rolling his eyes and completely bored with his third grade wife. The shepherds are standing out in the fields guarding their flocks by night, but a couple of feisty shepherds on the back row are having a sword fight with their staffs. Now that's okay though. Everybody knows that shepherds can be an unruly lot. Well, now it's time for the Magi. And the congregation stands to sing, "We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse so far." And three people appear at the entrance of the church. One fourth grade boy, one fifth grade girl, don't you tell me a girl can't be a Magi, and also a male children's Sunday school teacher who is about 6'2" and who's filling in for somebody who got the flu. Splendidly arrayed in satin remnants from Hobby Lobby, balancing fine, impressive turbans on their heads, they carry small boxes decorated with dried pasta and gold spray paint, beautiful gifts for the Christ child. Majestically, they begin their parade down the aisle. They look so regal, so powerful, so wise. But then, about a third of the way down the aisle, one of the Magi sneezes. And then the middle one turns around to look at the one who sneezed, and his turban kind of slips askew. And then finally, the Sunday school teacher Magi gets tickled at the outlandishness of the whole situation, and his lips start twitching. And then his shoulders start to shake. And then people in the congregation can't contain themselves, and laughter finally spreads through the whole congregation. So the three Magi finish their procession, one less cotton ball beard attached, and their turbans sitting sideways, and everyone present unable to control their laughter. Now hold on to that picture. Hold on to the remnants from Hobby Lobby and the turbans all askew and to the uncontrollable giggling. That picture comes about as close as any to what I believe Matthew may have intended with the story of the Magi. Now, I know that when most folks pick up the Bible, the last thing they expect is a good laugh. But I am convinced that Matthew meant the Magi to be, well, kind of comic. We're supposed to chuckle when we read this story. Please understand, Matthew is perfectly serious in the point he is making. The story claims that the birth of the Christ is an event that impacts the whole world. This little baby in the middle of nowhere fulfills the longings of the whole earth. The comedy comes not in the story's intent, but in the people Matthew chooses to represent the nations of the world. Well, whom would you choose? Most of us, I think, would go for the mighty or the wise. And certainly that's the way the church has usually read this story. The word magi gets translated as kings or wise men. But a number of New Testament scholars including a beloved one I was married to for 29 years, have convinced me that actually the Magi may not have been terribly royal or wise. Magi is the same word as the root word for magic or magician. And the Magi in biblical times had a reputation kind of like magicians. Some of them were like stargazers in our culture. They had a specialty in astrology. Notice I didn't say astronomy, but astrology, like what's your sign, baby? The Magi were wandering con men who sold you a future they saw in the stars. They were horoscope hucksters, lumped together with a lot of other charlatans. Actually, there are two other Magi in the New Testament. Simon, Acts 8, and Elymas, Acts 13. Look them up. Disreputable characters. And the same view permeates the Old Testament. Astrology is akin to witchcraft in the Old Testament, condemned as idolatry. Matthew knew his Hebrew Bible inside out. He knew what it said about astrology, and he was counting on his hearers knowing it too. So why would Matthew choose magi to represent the nations? The magi are the most extreme case of Gentile craziness. Some serious readers of Scripture argue that these magi represent the highest and most ancient form of human wisdom. But do you know what? These readers may be so serious that they miss the humor. The magi are the sort of folks from whom you wouldn't buy a secondhand camel. They are less wise men than wise guys. But Matthew is about more than laughs. This is a marvelous story of the wild, unpredictable grace of God. The story reminds us of all the scribes and the Pharisees who had the right scriptures and who should have known exactly what to expect, but they missed it. And these clowns, whose astrological calculations were right in the same way that a broken analog clock is right twice a day, these clowns managed to get it right. It's not the righteous who show up on time at the manger. It's the strangers. And these folks are about as strange as you can get. And here is the majesty and grace of the story. These strangers are welcomed at the manger. And they aren't welcomed because they bring gifts. More likely, they bring gifts because they are welcome. So whom do you choose to play the magi in your Christmas pageant? Here are the sorts of people I want. I want people who make me laugh with joy at the strangeness of the people God welcomes in the Christ child. I want them wearing cast-offs from Hobby Lobby, their turbans sitting askew. I want macaroni and spray paint and sneezing and giggling, and I want the most discombobulated cast we can find, because when I come to Jesus, I don't usually feel very regal or wise. I more often feel strange and comic. Whom do you choose to play the magi in your Christmas pageant? Think of the times you have come to church, and as you were coming, you thought, I don't know if I belong here. Maybe I don't fit in. I imagine that every one of us has something that goes on in our hearts and in our lives that makes us think, if they only knew who I really am, they might not have me. We all have some secret anger, some hidden habit of the heart, some inner struggle that leaves us feeling like a stranger. Who are the ones who play the Magi best? The people who play Magi best are the ones who remind us that we are all strangers. All of us who come to the manger. We are all strangers. That's what we are in the church, a gathering of strangers, as one author put it many years ago. Here, my friends, is the real magic of the Magi, the mystery of the manger. The love of Christ welcomes us all, Jew and Gentile, shepherd and astrologer, seeker and skeptic. The love of Christ welcomes us all. So as we go out into the world, let's put on our imaginary cotton ball beards and our remnant robes. And remember that strangeness is what binds us together. All of us are welcome. All of us are included. What a lovely collection of magi we make. Thanks be to God.